Admit it. Isn't the challenge of paying attention to your tongue as you eat a totally weird and wild activity for the week? After all, how many members of your family and how many of your friends have been focusing their attention on their tongue this week? Unless you've involved others in this activity, my guess is you're probably the only one anywhere near where you live. When we eat, it's very common to dip into a repetitive space of thoughts, behaviors, and actions that do not serve our best and highest good. The purpose of the mindfulness exercises is to make every effort to twist our way out of that endless trap of repetition that does not serve our best and highest good, to wish away the thought forms that really are contributing to ill health, and move into a much more positive space. After all, how benign can it be to simply pay attention to your tongue? Many of you may have discovered that it's actually a bit of a challenge. Think about another challenge that I certainly will never give to you, but you can fantasize what it might require of you. The task would be to construct a book of instructions to your tongue, so your tongue would know precisely what it needed to do at any particular given moment. Now that book, even if it could be written, would be hundreds of thousands of pages long, because the tongue is quite a clever part of what our body does for us day in and day out. Have you noticed that when you pay attention to your tongue, sometimes you begin to think, well, I notice my tongue is slipped over to the right side. I wonder what's going to happen if I slip it over to the left side. I wonder how my tongue is related to my swallowing. You see, without a tongue, swallowing becomes incredibly difficult indeed. The point of the task, first of all, is to find ways through these mindfulness exercises to move into a space of being totally present in the moment, to every part of your body, to what your body is doing moment to moment, to how you're feeling. This, as it turns out, is the key to reducing stress. If we, in our typical mode, are thinking of worries, of anticipations that tomorrow may be worse than today, stress will accelerate and symptoms along with the acceleration of the stress. There's a final lesson to paying attention to the tongue that is actually quite profound. The hundreds of thousands of pages of a book that would be required to give instructions to the tongue, of course, would never be adequate. There would always be criticisms from one critic or another that the instructions were not quite sufficient. They didn't cover all the bases. The final magnificent lesson of paying attention to your tongue is we can celebrate the wonders and the miracle of the human body. Yes, the body really does know how to function, and no, we really don't know how to give instructions so that it does it any better than it knows how to do it naturally and effortlessly. Our body is a miracle. Our body does know how to heal itself. As you continue to pay attention to what your tongue is doing as you are eating and as you are talking, I invite you to also celebrate and honor the miracle of your body. It is indeed a divine creation, composed of billions of cells that are healthy, vibrant, doing precisely what they need to be doing for you, moment to moment, day in and day out. Focus your attention on your tongue as you eat and as you talk. Become mindful to the present. Watch stress dissolve. Celebrate symptoms that all of a sudden also dissolve. And celebrate, most of all, the miracle of your body. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent day.